Well, anxieties about the impact of the coronavirus on the health of the Chinese economy is now spreading as fast as the illness itself. The US share market is down overnight on fears that China's vibrant consumer boom could collapse as people stop shopping and travelling. A further slowdown in China would be bad news for Australia, we know that. Jeremy Thorpe is chief economist and partner with PwC Australia. PwC has modelled the impact of a Chinese economic threat or retreat on the Australian economy. Jeremy Thorpe, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning.
Markets are still open in the US, but the Dow Jones is down 1.2%. Does that tell us much about the risk this virus poses to the global economy?
Well, we're certainly seeing stocks hit where the companies are exposed to consumption expenditure in China. Travel companies, the film industry, for example, anywhere that might have an effect where people would have otherwise gathered in groups, and we're seeing that that's being disrupted in China, and it's sending a scare around the globe as cases are identified in other countries.
So we call this the consumer sector, which has been the booming sector of China. So that means people aren't going out shopping, people aren't going to movies, they're not going to the theatre, they're not travelling.
That's right. So about 60% of China's GDP growth is driven by household consumption or household expenditure. We saw when SARS hit that people didn't go out to restaurants. Now, why is that bad? Well, we saw that example. People were spending less on alcohol. We export $1.2 billion of wine to China. So we're exposed now in a way that we've tended to focus on China from an iron ore and coal perspective. We are increasingly exposed to the Chinese economy from the way the consumers' day-to-day lives are. So the coronavirus hitting China is a direct impact on Australia's exporters.
2 years ago, you wargamed the impact that diplomatic tensions over the South China Sea could have had on our economy. Today, it's the coronavirus causing concern. Have you got a blueprint for this yet? What impact do you think it will have on the Australian economy?
Well, that wargaming that we've looked at, we said, what would happen if Chinese tourists and students stopped coming here for a year? So it's almost a worst case scenario. But that was over $9 billion of revenue lost to Australia, and that's effectively $2.3 billion of GDP.
That was the
scenario and the modelling outcome. Now, we're nowhere near that situation at the moment, but that's the worst case that we could see if we effectively saw a shutdown of China because of this virus.
All right. Well, we are seeing a shutdown of some of it, and you've already mentioned some elements of this. Let's look at travel, for instance. China has stopped citizens booking overseas tours to contain the spread of the virus. Tour groups from China is one of the biggest sectors of Australia's tourism economy.
Indeed.
I see reports today that one of the tourism operators says that they bring in about 100 people a day in these group tours over the next few months, and they're all gone. That closes down. There's that, and there's also the impact of Chinese students cancelling their return tickets to Australia because they're not allowed to leave to go and study.
And the timing is particularly bad because of that, from students who would have otherwise been here in China and aren't necessarily returning. It's a double hit to the tourism sector, obviously, after bushfires and the drought, but particularly that overseas perception of Australia because of bushfires have potentially damaged our ability to bring in tourists. And this is going to be just another factor on top of that.
Okay. So have we got any kind of quantification of what the slowdown on the ban on tourism, for instance, will be?
Not specifically, but I think what we're looking at is potentially a 1% decline in China's GDP growth. So at the moment, it's just above 6%. There's some experts predicting around 5% as the next number. That's a significant drop. That's an impact on the global economy as a whole. It disproportionately affects Australia. Tourism is one of those giant factors.
Do we have any kind of correlation between a 1% cut to GDP of China and an impact on Australia?
Well, we know that, not directly, but we know that global GDP could fall from, if it's a true pandemic, from 0.2% to 2% of global economic growth. A significant hit on the global economy. Disproportionately affects lower income countries, but as I said, we are most exposed from advanced economies to the Chinese economy. So we are going to be disproportionately affected.
It won't be long before people are starting to say, well, what's this going to have an impact on the federal budget? Mm-hmm. Treasurer's already presumably locking himself away behind closed doors, developing that budget at the moment. Is it fair to say at this point it's likely to have some kind of negative impact?
I think it's reasonable to expect that iron ore prices, for example, are going to keep coming down, enhanced by this threat for the further contagion, because it's disrupting the construction industry in China. Once you start to see that, that's an impact both on the federal government budget, because of corporate taxes will be lower. And as I said, we're exporting wine. We won't be exporting that, reduced taxes. But state governments are also exposed because they earn significant royalties from exports of coal and iron ore. So this is going to affect budgets at both the federal level and the state level.
At the end of the day, I mean, it's always been a truism, hasn't it, that China can spend its way out of a crisis?
Well, viruses don't listen to spending. And I think it's interesting that the response to this virus has been very different to SARS, been a much more public and open process. And the response has been more public and open, and it's spending its way by building hospitals in this situation. If the economy is disrupted in any meaningful way for any period, it's throwing money at it doesn't necessarily solve that.
Is it also fair to say that just as this coronavirus comes at a bad time, a sensitive time for the Australian tourism industry, it comes at a very sensitive time for the Chinese, China generally, because the Chinese economy has been weakening?
It's been weakening. It's been spluttering a fair bit. It was 6.1% growth most recently. If it drops below 6%, it loses that, it's in the fives, and there's a kind of a psychological barrier there. Also, if it can maintain at 6%, it can say that the Chinese economy doubled in size over the last 10 years. I think we're now predicting that it's going to be below 6%. And we've always known that the Chinese economy would slow, but what we hoped was it would be an orderly slowing as the economy became more consumer-oriented. This is a hurdle in that process.
Jeremy, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Jeremy Thorpe is chief economist and partner with consulting and accountancy firm PwC Australia, really putting some sort of structure around this notion that Australia's economy will be hit in the very short term by tourism sector, hit again, not just the bushfires stopping people coming, but also the bans, the lockdown on many Chinese states now, Chinese provinces. People can't leave to come on their holidays, and Chinese students can't leave to take up their university degrees either, university places. So there's already an instant hit, if you like, on some of the sectors of the Australian economy.